Hello everybody and welcome to The Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward and today we're going to be talking about a new name in the industry, Immersify. How does this new company reflect what's going on in the market and what makes its business proposition stand out in a competitive space? Welcome to The Integrated Home.
This episode of the Integrated Home Podcast is powered by Integrator Systems Europe, the world-renowned annual tech show for the systems integration and audiovisual industry.
Okay, I am joined by Katie Sparavon, founder of Immersify. Katie, great to have you on the show.
Nice to be here.
Now, many people will be familiar with you and your London AV solutions business, but what has inspired the launch of Immersify and what's the gap in the AV market you're seeking to fill?
So we've been in business now for about 17 years, mainly as London AV Solutions, but also Surrey AV Solutions for the last 10 or 11 years of that. So quite a traditional smart home AV company in the residential sector up until the last year or so, but one that would take on challenges that others wouldn't really. I think sometimes we've quite complicated, complex projects, doing things others haven't done or going places which are new and quite enjoying doing that. So I think there was a number of things that inspired us to start Immersify. So the market is really, really tough right now. We're seeing a change in attitude towards smart home technology. We're seeing a struggling mid sector. We're seeing uncertainty across the world, instability across the world. There's a lot of reasons at the moment why the market is quite tough, and we're seeing quite a split between very small projects or people wanting to just maintain existing systems, and then a big, big gap towards the very, very large, complicated, ultra high net worth, big systems out there. So a total divide in the market, and we've got the bottom sector covered with our support services. We've got My AV Support, we've got a big aftercare team, and we enjoy that side of things. But on the other side of things, we also just looked at the projects that we'd done over the last 2 or 3 years, and we started to decide where we wanted to pivot. So we need to pivot. We can't sit and wait for the phone to ring, literally. With new inquiries, it's been tough for the year, just over a year, probably a year and a half. It's been the mid-sector market has been struggling. So we just got the whole company together and we were like, what do we like doing? What kind of projects do we like doing? You know, do we like retrofits? Do we like construction? Do we like that process? Do we like doing data networks? Do we like doing lighting? Like, what is it that we all enjoy doing? And everyone concluded, like, 2 or 3 of our biggest projects that we've got still ongoing and finished over the last few years, which are really innovative, and they were different, they were challenging, they were technically difficult. So we had the nightclub, obviously, we did with L-Acoustics, the high-res, the first residential one in the world, which was amazing. We did a couple of incredible cinemas with Wisdom. We have a really, really complicated AI-driven, crazy apartment we're working on at the moment, which is finishing. It's those kind of projects that everyone really, really, really enjoys doing. And the clients, what they all have in common for those projects is they just are seeking more in terms of experience. They're seeking more in terms of things that other people don't have. And the immersive experience side of things is just a real drive of where I think the industry is going. I think the bar's just changing from what we used to do to a different level, and we need to scale up and come up with different things to what we've been doing.
Talk to me a little bit more about that, the immersive experience trend. I mean, what do you mean by that?
So I think the thing that really started it for me was when we went to Vegas for a CES, I think it was last year. We did 2 things there, which were amazing. So we went to the Sphere, which was the first time I'd ever been there. And that was just incredible, just to come out of that with that feeling that you've experienced something you haven't experienced before. You know, like, we see a lot and we do a lot and we go to a lot of demonstrations. We see a lot in the industry. So to get that wow feeling again, and having that just being sucked into what it was that you were watching, and just a completely different level of experience. And then we managed to go to Resort World theatre thanks to L-Acoustics, and we got a behind the scenes tour of there, and they have the whole Elisa set up there and immersive for what would be a gig, a concert to go to just have a concert experience, which is completely different to anything that I'd ever experienced before. So America's always ahead of us in terms of these kind of things. But at that point, I was like, we need to deliver wow again. Like, we need to make sure, like, they're the best jobs, the ones where the clients are so happy. They're literally, we've had a client hopping and jumping because he's so excited by a signal. I was like, you cannot get any better satisfaction ever than having, like, delivering a wow moment to someone and then just seeing them enjoy it and seeing them create the memories with their families and their friends, and, you know, knowing that you've brought that to the table. Like, that's what we really, really enjoy. And you don't get to do that all day long as an AV integrator. Like, it's few and far between when you get to do that, unless your marketing is driving you in that direction, which is what we wanted to create with Immersify.
So the brand identity and customer experience kind of intersect in what you're doing with Immersify. Do you want to just share a little bit of that, the look and feel of Immersify and how you created that?
Yeah, so the whole, I think one of the core values of Immersify is we must deliver wow. Like, there has to be that level of wow in the project. And, you know, for us, that's making it easier to qualify leads as well, because if the budget isn't there or the desire to work with us to deliver that, then, you know, we don't necessarily step into it. But I think everything with the marketing, everything is done as at July 2025, as well as building a website today is very different to the last time I built a website 2 years ago. Social media, very, very different now. TikTok, all of this stuff is a different league. So I think we just harnessed everything we could do. Our web developer was amazing. We were using as much AI, as much technology as we could to build the website, which was just really, really exciting and kind of embodies Immersify as well. It was just doing something different and making it inspirational or making it just delivering a website that is exactly what a client is looking for as well, not getting to search something, land somewhere, and it doesn't resonate with what they're landing on when they're searching. So there was a lot of thought behind the marketing side of that website and how we leverage that as well. So it was designed backwards from what clients are designed or thinking of and searching, and making sure when they found it that they got exactly what they were looking for on the website. So it's not the first website I've built. So all of those years of experience has kind of told us, you know, what we wanted from it. And it was fantastic. We absolutely loved building it.
And you did a launch event too. So that was at the L-Acoustics Highgate showroom I saw. Go on, talk to me about that.
Yeah, so a very big part of Immersify, we have 9 clear services to offer. So we've from home cinema, which we obviously are very familiar with, through to outside entertaining spaces, listening rooms, digital art galleries, driving simulators. So what we then did was to go back and look at who our partners were going to be for these 9 services. So we looked at basically who is the best, we believe, in the world, you know, in each of these sectors. We have 21 partners at the moment, some we've worked with for many years, some that are brand new, which has been fantastic. So the launch event was really getting those partners together, because the strength of that partnership of knowing each other, we're all servicing the same very small sector of clients. You know, there's a lot of overlap between, for example, Immersu and the driving simulators. We're now talking together and trying to find ways to make that experience more shared by everybody in the room rather than a solo experience. So getting everyone together at that launch event, and Highgate was perfect because it's, you know, it's breaking edge stuff of what's happening with Hi-Res, and it the demo that is done up there is automated and extremely cool. So we did that, which was good. And then, since then we've had some leads trickling in already, which is great because it's summer and it's quiet. So it's all we could really ask for.
And I think one of the biggest challenges just listening to you is going to be, okay, you're doing really complicated stuff. It's cutting edge, a lot of this tech that you're bringing to the market. So ultimately the challenge for you as the integrator is to make as much of it work as reliably as possible together and as simply as possible. So yeah, quite a sort of shift in how you think about things, I'd imagine, in that respect.
It all comes down to design, and it comes down to due diligence and your partners and choosing the right solutions. You know, what we want to have is a solution which is robust. We have a warranty, so that warranty we have to be able to, you know, deliver without ideally any calls. So everything we choose, every single product or design we choose or cabling method or anything is all done with that in mind. So I think it's none of, like, it's just the way you think about it. And the like, we just designed yesterday a hyper immersive garden, sound effects broken out into different areas and different volumes and such, like, in a garden and moved around and all this kind of stuff. So it's just like when you get a brief, it's just understanding that brief and then looking, and it's the due diligence. The actual proposal didn't take more than a few hours to get together with the presentation, but it was actually all of the meetings and the workshops that happened before that to work out what can we do, what can't we do, what is possible, what isn't possible. And, you know, this is just something we've always had a mantra, even Free London AV and Surrey AV, is just to be solutions driven. Like, we do not say no unless we've exhausted all possibilities and the end result won't be stable or it's not best practice. We're in a world where we have so many solutions, so many products to use, and specialists all around us who are best in field. Like, we have to exhaust every possibility before we say no to a client, and that's just something we've always done here. So it's not too different, really. It's quite natural for us, I think.
This episode of the Integrated Home Podcast is powered by Integrated Systems Europe, the world-renowned annual tech show for the systems integration and audiovisual industry. From the 3rd to the 6th of February 2026, ISE returns to Barcelona, uniting the brightest minds and boldest ideas in smart home and building technology. Last year, 11,599 professionals affiliated with the residential sector visited the show for a taste of state-of-the-art industry tech. As co-owner of ISE, CEDIA ensures the show remains the leading voice in residential solutions and home automation. Step into the residential and smart building technology zone at ISE, where visionary concepts meet real-world integration. And don't miss CEDIA's world-class education programme, designed to give you the insights, skills and techniques that are shaping the future of integrated living. Don't just keep up with the industry, get ahead of it. Join us for ISE 2026 in Barcelona.
That immersive experience, I mean, do you sense that clients are moving towards that much more than from just, I want some AV? You know, is it really that noticeably different?
So our kind of tagline is for those who seek more. I think what we're seeing at the moment is that consumer technology is getting good enough for a lot of people. And so I think when there's budgetary constraints, or you're building a project and you've got a lot of people to pay, and this is seen as a bit of a luxury, I think consumer tech is good enough. And what we're trying to focus on is quality and experience. So for those clients who want a listening room with a fantastic pair of Steinway speakers, or, you know, something which is a games room with multiple different ways to use that room with different scenes of audio, and it's just the ones that want more. I think that's where it's going. It's definitely experience led, and it's enjoying times at home, being with your family, and just pushing the boundaries. I just think the bar is raising. Like, before, we were electricians when we first started out, you know, the holy grail was AV. Like, we were just yearning to do massive Crestron systems and big houses and racks, and we've been doing that now for many, many years, and that's kind of become, for big houses, they're always going to have that, they're always going to have lighting control, it's all kind of a thing that they normally have. And what more can you bring to the table now? Like, what more is it that people haven't seen before? And I think we're just starting. Like, I just think over the next few years, there's going to be more things coming out on the market, and we just need to cover all bases. I think London AV, Surrey AV is still there. It's just the active marketing effort is now going to be on Immersify as opposed to our traditional smart home.
Putting it out there in this way, I would suppose that you're attracting more open-minded clients as well, who are kind of want to be excited by something different.
Yeah, I think they also call for one specific thing, and then, you know, the challenge for us is to introduce them to as many of the 9 services that we possibly can. And it's getting that client with that mindset. You know, once you've got that client with that mindset, we have one right now, without even thinking, they probably got 9 of our six out of the nine already services. And if they knew about the others, they would have them as well. So it's quite easy to identify now when we have a lead or we have an existing client that they're an Immersify client. Like, you just know which kind of client is looking for this. Budget is obviously a big deal. You know, the ones with the large property space size budget and embracing of technology and not the reverse of any of those is an ideal. But they are still there. The top sector of the market is absolutely still thriving in the UK. It's just, there's just less, you know, it's going to get more competitive, I just think, for the traditional smart home. It's going to get competitive between us integrators as well, and we're seeing that as well.
Is there any of the new services that particularly excites you and Mikel? Because, you know, you talked about the passion within the company for what you're doing. I'd imagine you're like, wow, I can't believe we're doing this.
It feels really good to be doing what you really want to be doing, I think, and taking control. The one that excites me the most is the driving simulators. So I don't think many people know, but I'm a mad Formula One fan. And when we were looking for this, I just did some research of who the best in the market in the world was, and came up with a company called Core Performance. And it happens to be... Oliver Norris is one of the founders, which is Lando's brother. So heavily tied to McLaren. We live in Woking. We're very big McLaren supporters. So and their product is just incredible. We were there on Friday in the warehouse where they build all the simulators, and it's just out of this world. So to sit in a recreated McLaren Formula One sim was just really, really cool. And just their whole mantra, everything about the way that they work, the way that they sell, you know, the quality, the technology that goes into it, it was just really, really cool. So that one really excites me. And just meeting new people, is that we're such a small industry, we end up talking to the same people for 15-20 years. We've all grown up together now, and it's just meeting new people, going to new showrooms, having new conversations, like golf. You know, I didn't know much. We've done quite a few golf simulators, but I wasn't invested in golf, so I've learned about that. I've learned, spent time with the Immersive guys, which is quite cool, learning about wellness and how we can work with them on that. So it's just nice to do something different.
And so, short-term goals, where do you think Immersify is going to be in the next 12 to 18 months? Where would you like it to be?
Yeah, so we would like to be the go-to. We would like to be known within interior designer circles. I think it's just we've never really felt like we've had a point of difference, I think, when we've been talking to interior designers and builders and architects. You know, there's a lot of AV companies out there, and they all have a lot of relationships already, B2B. So I think I'd like to be known for providing immersive experiences in people's homes. I would love to do another nightclub or two or three, because it was just the most fun experience ever. You know, the learnings we did with that, the lighting, the lasers, hazers, the entire, you know, end solution for it was just so much fun. So I think just doing fewer projects, but the ones that really mean a lot to us, the ones that challenge us, and the ones that deliver the wow, and just doing what we love doing. I think that's really exciting, to be doing that rather than just taking work, because we have to take, you know, projects that we wouldn't necessarily want to take.
It's getting the message out there on social channels and elsewhere, and I think there aren't a huge number of integrators really doing anything on TikTok. So is that something that's a new experience for you guys too?
It's really good fun. It takes time to crack the algorithm, and we're also having a lot of fun experimenting in the type of content as well. Lucy's got a really popular personal TikTok account that she's had for numerous years, doing incredibly well. So we're just testing the waters right now, and we're just trying to see, you know, what is it and what partnerships. And yeah, as you say, the bar's really low. There aren't many integrators, and then even in the partners that we represent, not all of them are on TikTok. So, but video content is key. Like, we have to be producing. So yeah, Lucy's out there producing content every single day, and consistency. Like, we have to consistently post every single day, if not more. Like, it's just a lot of effort to be consistent. If you drop your consistency, you're out of the game straight away. So with algorithms. So yeah, watch this space. We haven't cracked it yet. It's a slow start. It's only been 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah, anyone who follow along and have a look at what we're doing, because we're just, yeah, trying to just get that rhythm going. But it's already starting to pick up, so it's good.
Well, I'm excited to see that. And also, I think with Immersify, and I'm sure you've done work overseas, but it feels like it's a concept that could work in other countries as well. It's not just UK specific, is it?
Yeah, so we typically have a rule that we don't go overseas unless it's a UK client that needs us overseas. But I'm not saying no to the future. I think there's a big market in Dubai and that part of the world. You know, I think I could see it being quite a solution. We've got a really strong partnership with Cinema Lux. So they've worked with us on a number of projects now. So we can actually deliver an entire solution, you know, including the construction and such like. So it's not something I'll say no to. I think as our kids get older, it's something that you can consider doing now, whereas before we're very much tied to a home life and being close to London and Surrey made it easier for us, but not against it in the future. I think ideally, to be honest, if there's work enough in London and Surrey and the surrounding areas here, then logistically, you know, it's easier to focus there than it is to, especially with rules of moving stuff outside of the UK. And definitely wouldn't say 100% no. I'm more open to that than I was 2 years ago.
Okay, so fast forward 5 years, what impact do you think Immersify will have had?
I think we'd just be delivering some very cool spaces. I think just happiness and experience to people's lives at home and just creating things which are unique and different and stretching the boundaries of technology, looking out for the latest things which are coming and embracing them and bringing them to people and sharing them and raising awareness of new tech. Obviously, there's still smart home implications in Immersify, you know, there'll be a network required here and there, but I think just the focus is just a shift in focus away into experience as opposed to products and being very technical and very, you know, dry with what we're describing and how we're describing it. It's how it makes people feel and what it means for their lives. And that's what we need to focus on, I think, as an industry. I think we always get too caught up in how and not why people are doing things.
Exactly. I think, well, it certainly resonates with me in the conversations that we have with designers and architects. So power to you, Katie. Hope it's a roaring success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Katie, for taking us through everything Immersify. We wish you every success. You can find out more about The Integrated Home on Instagram at Integrated Home Podcast and on LinkedIn at The Integrated Home Podcast. The Integrated Home is brought to you with the support of Integrated Systems Europe. We support Together for Cinema, and we are a Wildwood Plus production.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.